For a short while, many wondered if Bahrain would go the way of Tunisia, Egypt, and Yemen. In February, thousands of protesters began to march, demanding reforms. Despite a brutal crackdown, they persisted. Then, in March, Saudi-led GCC forces arrived to support Bahrain's government. While an uprising may have been stopped in the tiny Sunni-led but Shiite-majority country, the tensions never went away.
It is a tremendously complicated situation.
M. Sharif Basyuni heads the Bahrain Independent Commission of Inquiry, a body that was set up by Bahrain's king to investigate allegations of abuse.
This is the most complicated situation, and that is because I think both sides view each other not only with enormous mistrust, but with an almost surreal sense of, I know this word's going to get me in trouble, but a sense of paranoia, of you can't really trust anything the other side is saying.
After months of investigations, on Wednesday it released its findings, a highly critical report that said, among other things, that Bahrain's security forces had used excessive force and torture against people arrested during protests. Also listed in the findings, mistreatment of detainees, including beatings, threats of rape, and electrocutions.
We will not accept, tolerate the ill treatment of prisoners.
Immediately, King Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa publicly promised reforms and accountability, especially for officials who didn't perform their responsibilities.
The officials who didn't perform their responsibilities, they will be accountable and replacement. And in addition to all that, we will put and achieve the reforms that will please all section of our community, and this is the only way to achieve national reconciliation.
But one opposition official says that's not enough.
That we need elected government, fully authorized parliament to make this government responsible and accountable, fair electoral system, independent judicial authority, and inclusive security.
Protesters want much more. So there were sporadic protests again on Wednesday, a day that was supposed to be about taking responsibility and talking reconciliation. It's unclear now if this will lead to a vicious circle of conflict that just keeps inflicting pain. Mohammed Jamjoum, CNN, Manama, Bahrain.